Take the glory any day over the fame, baby. Sweet baby. Hello, you are listening to WMFO in Medford. It's Zoe. I'm your host for Sing It for the Teenagers. I'm back for another show in the summer. Super fun. My dad is here once again, former radio DJ. He gets really into it. There he is. He's on mic now. He's going to explain our show theme. Before he does that, I just played from my half of the set. I played Fruits of My Labor by Lucinda Williams. Hit it, Dad. Excellent.
Well, I'm so looking forward to this set today. We put together some tracks without telling the other what we picked. So part of the fun this morning is seeing how our styles speak to each other or maybe even clash a little. And I built my set around songs that meant something to me when I first heard them, but still hit hard now. So we're going to first do Zoe's tracks, and then we'll switch over to mine.
Next up is Sweet Jane by the Velvet Underground.
Wow, I love it.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, jacket's in his corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a studs back at gym, you know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. The Jack, he is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk, and both of them save their monies, and when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the when soldiers, all your protesters, you can hear Jack say, get her here. Sweet Jane, come on baby. Sweet Jane, oh, Sweet Jane. Some people, they like to go out dancing, and other people, they have to work. Just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die. He smiled.
Love it. Love it. That's a way to wake up in the morning. Probably one of the earliest kind of punk rock stations, groups ever. And it started in the 60s, but really set the groundwork for everything that came after that. So nice choice. I loved it.
Thank you. I'm a big Velvet Underground fan. I have a t-shirt, so therefore I'm cool. Ooh. I know.
Is it the banana t-shirt?
No, I'm cool in that. I do have the Warhol banana on my computer, so I'm a poser. Next up, we have Sultans of Swings by Dire Straits. Very obsessed with the song in July.
You're impressing
me. This entire set is just what I'm listening to, and it comes together in a very, I think, California meets New York kind of summery, rocky, seedy sound.
One of the best guitarists ever, though. So
I like a good guitar. Okay, well, let's hear it.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. Alright, when you hear the music ring, well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Way on down south, London town. You check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't wanna make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. And a crowd of young boys, they're fooling around in the corner, drunk and dressed in their best brown baggies in their platform soles. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans that play Creole. We'll be right back.
are the Sultans. We are the Sultans of Swing.
That was Sultans of Swing. Did you like it?
Loved it. Dire Straits, man. Always rocking.
Next up, we have Stop Dragging My Heart Around by Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty. Fun fact, she bullied him into making the song, which I think is very on brand for her.
I think they just put two blenders next to each other and let rocks go in there and kind of grind out the music. So kind of what the voice is here.
Next up is, as I said, Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
No, two blenders.
That was Stop Dragging My Heart Around, once again, Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty. Next up is Losing True by The Roaches? The Roaches?
Roaches.
Roaches, yes. Any comments?
Play it, man.
Thank you.
Wow, what a kindergarten throwback that was. There were multiple songs I played, including I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight by Richard and Linda Thompson, who we were discussing off mic that we have never heard of them before. I don't know how I discovered the song, but
random.
I think I like it. I'm deciding.
You're
I'm still
to it a lot.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it was good.
It's folksy. It's
quite
American.
An eclectic mix.
And then Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. I don't think I've heard that song since kindergarten, but I like it. I'm a fan.
I used to roller skate to that.
Ooh. Very cool. Very special. Here is Bill with the PSA.
Numbers to think about. So prescription drugs versus medical marijuana deaths. Did you know that the number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54? But the number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history? Zero. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
That was really special. Thank you. Next, we are done with my mystery set, and now we're going to be listening to Bill's mystery set, which I think takes, based on looking at it for the first time right now, takes a more of an 80s shift.
Yeah, a little post-punk, more new wavy. So we start with The Bed's Too Big Without You from The Police, and this track from Regatta de Blanc is reggae-influenced, a little haunted and weirdly danceable. But The Police had a way of just wrapping loneliness in rhythm, and this one still makes a small room feel very, very empty.
I just want to say, I know he wanted me to transition that and it'd be really smooth, but that was really beautiful, and I love that that came off the top of your head. Okay, moving on to The Police.
Huh?
baby, don't you cry. When we get to Tucson, you'll see why. We left the snowstorms and the thunder and rain for the desert sun. We're gonna be born again. What's important in this world? A little boy, a little girl. Little darling, go to sleep. Look out the window, count the sheep. Lift off the hillsides in the fields of wheat. Across America, as we cross America. What's important here today? The broken line on the highway. All the love in the world for you, girl. Thumbelina in a great big scary world. All the love in the world for you, girl. Take my hand, we'll make it through this world. Been shuffled about like a pawn the wedding ring. It must seem strange, love was here then gone, and the Oklahoma sunrise becomes the Amarillo dawn. What's important in this life? Ask the man who's lost his wife.
Wow, I really liked that. I usually like the Police better than the Pretenders, but that song was great.
I love it. It's, you know, Chrissy Hynde doesn't get nearly enough credit as a storyteller, and Thumbelina is just a road song. It's about getting the hell out, about protection, maybe about fleeing danger, and it moves like a car changing lanes at high speed. It's just a great song.
Once again, beautiful words. I like the Police song, though. We were watching a documentary last night, which will probably come up later in the set. I'm looking at it right now. There was Sting,
yes.
Police, he sang. Anyway, what's up next?
Well, we're going to take a little bit of a side turn. So this is Kinda Cute by Joe Jackson. A little bit of swagger here. Joe Jackson's always had this sharp sense of humor, but the rhythm section is what makes this song bounce. There's affection in his song, but it's filtered through a wink. So Joe Jackson, Kinda Cute.
But remember,
Wow, really liked it. Good pick.
You heard Joe Jackson before?
I don't know.
Yeah, you have. I remember seeing him live, and just, you know, he's an amazing artist, and he's been around a while, kind of in the background. It's just a fun, fun song.
I like the album cover. Very swag.
So coming up next, ready?
Uh-huh.
Squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
Cool for Cats. This is just pure cheek. It's all attitude, British slang, and a beat you could do eyeliner to. Like a guy at the pub who's definitely got a story you shouldn't trust, but want to hear anyway.
What's a beat you can do eyeliner to? I'm very intrigued.
Oh, you haven't noticed I'm wearing eyeliner lately when I do, you know, an AE show?
For sure. Okay, moving on. Cool for Cats.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The squaw is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Fun stuff, yeah, yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, I feel like you're in a British pub, right? No, more like a club, right?
Like a little jazz bar or something, I don't know.
Jazz bar?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe back in the 80s, a little bit of jazz bar. No, that was fun. Squeeze always had that kind of bop to it, and like I said, post-punk, kind of punk, kind of new wave-y, but not quite, you know, into the whole new wave stream. So, next coming up, we got a little further extension into this area. Style Council, Paul You know, it's just one of those bands that just had classic new wave, but with soul. This is Walls Come Tumbling Down. This is one of those rare protest songs that feels like a pep rally. You know, the Style Council, they were political and unapologetically so, but they made it danceable, which is honestly just kind of a flex, right?
I see the lead guitarist and vocalist came from The Jam, which I know you like.
His name was?
Paul Weller.
Yeah, Paul Weller has been around for a while in a couple different areas, and, you know, he's just a absolute artist, just really brings it.
Great, let's hit it.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me tune. The whole day down. The telex machine is kept so clean and it types to a waging world. A mother feels so shocked, father's world is rocked, and their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't that peachy keen, now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles and the captain tackles with the problems of the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die? Die, oh, and the silicon chip inside a head gets switched to overload. Oh, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?
Tell me why.
Whole lot of fun there.
Wow, that was a really great little last note. A
little dark Ooh. Song, eh? Yeah, that hits a little different now than it did when it came out. It was like right after one of the first school shootings that took place that was like nationally known. And then this song came out and it just hit. So, you know, it's the darkest song in their set today. It's deceptively melodic based on this real tragedy, but it also makes a point about how numb we can get to horror. It's a tough but important closer.
Thank you. Very applicable to today.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to close our set now. We're closing up. I'm going to remind you guys, this is WMFO in Medford. This was Singing for the Teenagers with your host, Zoe, and her addition today, Bill with a Y. That should be your stage name. One final song for you, which is Open Your Eyes by Lords of the New Church, which I have never heard, but I've heard that it's a vibe change.
Oh, yeah.
So be prepared.
We're heading down punk road now.
And then that'll be it for us. And who knows when the next show will be. Hopefully definitely within the month. I will be back by September. Anyway, Lords of the New Churches,
Church.
Open your eyes. Church. Church is possessive. Okay. You ruined my segue. Lord of the New Church, open your eyes.
Video games train the kids for war. Only she can have fashion stores. Life orders done the job. This is filled while the rich still love.
Assassination politics. Violence rules within our nation's midst. Well, ignorance.
ignorance is their power too. You only know what they want you to know. But television cannot lie. Controlling media and smoke screen eyes. They play a politician's picture show. The acting's lousy but the blind don't know. So fear when you're all alone. They're gonna get you when you're on your own.